Lowe's has the Labor Day deals you need to give your home a new look. Buy one, get one free select interior paint via Visa gift card rebate. Then, add the final touch with 2 for $8 on select 2.5 or 3-quart mums. Refresh your home and save big while doing it. Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 9/3. Mums offer in-store only. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. More terms and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/rebates for details. Lowe's knows that no matter your paint project, saving is at the top of your list. That's why when you shop today, you can buy one, get one free select Valspar and HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams one-coat coverage interior paints via rebate. Shop these deals in-store or online today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details. Offer valid 8/21 through 9/3.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
It's In This League.
My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable.
Come again?
With Scott Bogman and Chris Welsh.
Can't wait.
What does that do? Does that blow your mind?
That just happened.
What is up, friendos, and welcome into the In This League Fantasy Baseball Podcast. It's Welsh. It's Bogman for the final of, like, the stuff and the things before. This is a get. This is your drafts. They got to be here, right? I mean, Bogman and I guess we're doing, like, Wednesday, the day before opening day.
Tuesday,
the day before Bogman flies out for opening day.
There it is.
We're doing it. Thank God, because I was thinking Wednesday. You know, this is it. This is the final draft prep. And we've done a lot of mock drafts. We decided to do for this one. We've jumped into a live draft champions live draft, like no slow draft. So all the picks, it's going to take so long. Here's your benefit. We're not recording at all. So you won't have to listen to me absolutely bitch and complain when we're in the hour, when we're in the third hour of the third.
You will in the third, when it's taken so long to get to the third or fourth, you're going to be like, oh my God.
Oh yeah.
This is going to take all night long.
It is going to take all. I'm going to move to my phone. It's 100%. I got stuff to do. Got a life to live, but these are the draft champions, you know, draft champions, like $150. We got 15 people in there. We got an ITL Army member or two that's in there. We're able to fill this bad boy up pretty quick. So we're going to be live drafting. So, I mean, I know, like, there's some people out there like, oh, drafts and mocks don't really help. This is for money. This is for cash money. Obviously, first place is $1,000. There's also the overall, which is like $40,000. So this is going to be us attempting to be on our A game. And hopefully you guys will find that beneficial. We will be going about an hour or so. We're going to come back and take a look at what the team was at the very end. So we'll take a little peeky at the end, but that's what we've got in store for you today on the final draft prep episode of ITL. It's crazy. Not a ton of crazy news to throw at you. JD Martinez did sign a deal right before the season starts. 1 year, $12 million with the New York Mets. That kind of seemed like that was locked in. That's a great destination. Dude's going to hit cleanup. You're going to be hitting behind, most likely behind Pete Alonso, maybe in front of Pete Alonso. Who knows? They'll mess around with that. Contact hitters, you know, you're going to have Lindor, maybe Nimmo and stuff in front. I like that for JD Martinez. That should boost him up a couple notches.
Yeah, I like that landing spot too. And finally, I mean, seriously, this is like our last draft prep episode and guys still haven't signed.
We have no Jordan Montgomery. I will say this, funny moment. I was over at the Rangers the other day. And they had the minor league games in the back. And I go over to the Royals side. And Josh Young is back there hitting. By the way, he was fielding. He's been hitting. He's been in games. He's looking good. And in that game,
him all over the
place. Oh, well, you're going to feel good. Yeah. In that game, he crushed a triple. And he legged it out. And we were like, he looks healthy. Then he hits a double. He looked great. But here's the funny thing. In that game, John Gray is in. He's okay. Fourth inning just starts getting them things start jiggling all around. It was a wet t-shirt contest, jiggle, jiggle. And he gave up like a 2-run bomb to Jake Rave. Ugh. He's giving up hits left and right. I am not kidding you. after he gave up like five or six runs in four or five innings. An hour after that, they signed Michael Lorenzen to a 1 year, $4.5 million deal. He pitched himself, I think, out of a job. I'm not sure what the rotation looks like. Let's see, roster, resource, Rangers. If there was a question, I would say he pitched himself out of something, but you've got Evaldi. I mean, obviously when the guys come back, he's screwed, but okay. So currently it's Evaldi, Gray, Heaney, Dunning, Cody Bradford. You take Bradford out, you put Lorenzen in. I guess that keeps Gray in, but then I think that only gives you one lefty. I don't know. He pitched like crap, and I think that was more insurance.
It'll be
for
between
them. I just thought it was a funny
moment. Well, in the season between Gray and Dunning, you know, but it is funny that they're like,
yeah,
can we rely on these guys and Bradford? Let's go ahead and maybe get somebody.
Like in my mind, it was like he proved in that moment, oh, this is going to be not trustworthy, and they're like, we have to have insurance, and they went and picked up Michael Lorenzen. So I think that's a pretty decent signing. Otherwise, it's just no Jordan Montgomery. There is a lot to talk about. I just realized that we were going to try to do the open before all of this. We'll talk about it at the end, but maybe the best player in the world is like a big, fat, cheating gambler with a huge scandal. I completely forgot about that because I was going to say, like, we've had our first two games. If we wanted to talk about that, I think we'll talk about it within this show.
Yeah.
I will tell you this, though.
These rounds are going to take longer than our normal mocks, for sure.
Humbling. It is humbling. I forget. The beginning of the baseball season, absolute handed to me on my bets early. So don't listen to anything I've done. If you follow me on the Betting Pros app, you can go download it. You can follow the Welsh. You can
fade Welsh.
Pick. It's been a bad run. You just kind of forget. But the first game was no offense. Then because of that, I felt the second game was going to, like, you know, have some runs, but I talked myself out of it. All the runs in the world, all of them. It was absolutely crazy. So, you know, weird output, weird performances. Yamamoto looked awful. I mean, Darvish didn't look good. It was a weird start to it, but I just don't know if there's much to take out of anything. The thing is the Ohtani stuff. So maybe we'll talk about that at the end when we're looking at our teams. Do want to remind you guys, inthisleague.com. We've been telling you all off season. That's a place where you can check our ranks and everything. That's true. But in season, if you want to have access to us, you want to have access to the community, I will still be doing dynasty updates every single month, prospect updates every single month. We've got our hangout stuff. We might be adding a few new things in there as well. But either way, like, if you want to support us, you want to have access to us, you want the prospect ranks.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then
at Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, and Emory Education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
In this league.
Oh, I remember.
I love
it. In this league.
Oh, I remember.
Yeah, I remember that.
A lot of football stuff coming up as well. InThisLeague.com. Come and sign up today. We very much appreciate your support. Appreciate everybody that hangs out with us and just don't feel like in season you got to go away. We would love to have you, and that means a ton. So go to InThisLeague.com and sign up today. So we will be talking you through this whole thing. But like we said, Draft Champions is starting about a minute and a half. Our boy Chris Young is in there. I don't really know who else, but Bogman is drafting 13 and I am drafting 6. This is 50 rounds. Draft and hold. There's no pickups, but we do have to set the lineups. It's not a best ball, but it is all 50 rounds. You got to have your guys locked in here. And there's been a lot of changes. We're far enough away that it doesn't quite matter. Boggs, at 13, I mean, again, you don't have to give me your draft plan and everything like that, but like, do you feel the pressure of pitching a little bit? I know you're not going to get Strider. I know you're thinking like that would be really cool.
No, not in an FBC.
But do you feel any pressure in this with like all the starters that have gone down that you want to push it up? Like we're doing our champs league right now. And I have the greatest roster that's ever been put together, but it's not 15 teams and it's misleading. So like, I don't know if you have like a strategy of what you want to make sure to hit in this format.
Yeah. I don't feel any pressure to add any, you know, depth to pitching here. Just because the starters have gone down, I'm just going to stick to my normal. If there's one that I find at 18, you know, because I picked 13 and then 18 again, if there's one I find that I like there, I'll take them. But I'm probably going hitter with my first two picks.
Yeah, I mean, that's probably where I'm at. I might push closer up a little bit in this, but here we go. We got 5 seconds. This bad boy is going to start. This was league 1666, Bogman. Uh-oh.
Ooh.
All right, there's the ding. So flight has started. So we are up. Anything can happen in these things too. People do crazy things. Do we already have a pick? Oh no. Yeah, Ronald Acuna went 1. So that's not crazy. You know what I'm going to laugh about? I have all of the Corbin Carroll shares. I don't expect him to fall here, though he does come in at like the 5th rated as far as the ADP goes on NFBC. It would be funny if he fell to me because I have him absolutely everywhere.
Strider at 3.
Oh, yeah. So Bobby Witt 2. I didn't even notice that. Strider at 3.
Well, you were upset. You were upset because Famous did it last week. And then here it is in a real draft.
But it feels very NFBC. I would tell you, I was considering at six. I wouldn't do it, but I was thinking about it. Now I'm not going to do it because I get one of Julio. There went Betts. I get one of Julio or Carroll. That's ridiculous. I'm getting Julio or Carroll at 6. I'm getting Carroll again. I cannot believe I'm getting Carroll.
Oh my God.
Listen,
I kind of don't like the all eggs in one basket here.
I don't either. You know. He cannot get hurt. I have him literally everywhere. Julio went 5. I got Corbin Carroll at 6. I was going to say Tatis is kind of a weird one. He had a good game, but you know, you do have 2 games off the board, obviously for the Soul Series, but I don't know if that would really change anybody's minds or anything like that, but I'm very excited about Carroll. I can't believe I have so many Carrolls. All right. So what's the hope here, man? This is for big money. I mean, you can win a rack here if you take this league down. So what do you want here at 13?
I mean, it really depends. Like Tucker, I think that was a smart pick. Like,
yeah, he went ahead of Tatis.
Weird stuff has already happened up top, but I don't know if that means weird stuff is going to happen at the back end. So I'm probably looking at like, you know, a Trey Turner or Alvarez or Jose Ramirez, somebody like that.
Let me ask you this. Tucker 7, Tatis 8. Are you scared to take Otani at 13 at all?
Absolutely after
all
this? Not. No.
Okay. Yeah. I'm not. Last thing baseball can do is afford to like put this wedge in its.
Well, look,
even if they have to cover it up,
it's all or nothing there. It's like, you know, if you can link hard evidence to him that he was gambling, he is done in an instant.
Yeah.
Right.
Unfortunately, they have his bank account wiring money to one. So
yeah, but it's not making bets. It's paying money to a gambler. So and look, the guy that did it already has said that the bets were mine, but he was paying for
them. Oh, yeah.
I don't think a lot more is going to come from it. We'll see.
Yeah. Pablo Escobar did a lot of his own time that other people didn't do.
You know what? Let them all pass on Otani and I will gladly. You're
about to get him. Freddie Freeman. I'm not calling Otani Pablo Escobar, by the way. Freddie Freeman went 9. Juan Soto just went 10. So you are looking at, they went Otani at 11. Man. You're one pick away from Judge. But all right. So what are you hoping here?
Judge and Turner are my next two picks. So,
okay.
Actually, I might go Jose because I hate third base.
You do hate third base. I think Ramirez makes more sense for you.
If Judge goes, I'll take Jose here. That's what will happen. But I want Judge. I'm also like, I have a lot of Judge because I'm picking on the back end.
I need Carroll to be so healthy. That everyone's those shoulder, like I can't afford
it. Yeah, you and I, like I'm taking Judge, who we know is going to miss time at some point. He just always does.
Yeah.
But
I mean, I'm slam picking Judge here, but I do think Ramirez makes a lot of sense for your team. But well, they went Judge, so it didn't matter. So yeah, I like Ramirez over Turner. I have that as my own rank. So
yeah.
All right, there you go. So then we're almost at the end of the first round. Nothing insane outside of Strider really got pushed up here. Money wise, this is, you know, there goes Trey Turner. What a 4 picks away. What are you hoping to do?
I have next on my list. Well, Yordan would be next on my list. And then Olson, Harper, Riley.
Okay, there went Burns. Well, like, what's the ultimate? Like, you're 3 picks away here.
Yordan.
Okay. I mean, you get one of Alvarez, Harper, Olson, which is pretty effing great.
There goes Alvarez. I mean, Olson or Harper, I don't care.
Olson would be incredible, I think, to add to your, like, getting the speed of Ramirez and your power. I think that would be a killer start.
Let's see. Come on, Mastro. Don't take Olson. I mean, Harper. I don't think I'm going wrong here.
No. You know, I started this way in another league. If Alonzo's there, I might go Alonzo again. I did a Carroll Alonzo start, I think it tout maybe. Oh my God, Riley just went. You get your choice.
Let's go. Matt Olson.
Yeah, I'm all about Matt Olson. All right, so I am 7 picks away. I did also do my go for it NFBC of Carroll and Ellie. I did do that.
Yeah, F it, let's ride.
That's the F it, let's ride draft. That's for real. We'll see what happens here. I don't expect anything. I'd probably slam pick Devers. I'll probably have the choice of Ellie or Alonzo. There goes Bryce. Some 6 picks away.
This feels weird. It taking so much longer, you know.
I wish we could change this to 30. Yeah. But it's also for, like, you know,
it's money. It's for real money.
Yeah, like we post in our rooms a lot. We're like, hey, we'll do like a $5 best ball on Underdog or something like that. And then we're like, hey guys, no need to join, but here's $150 random draft we're jumping into. So, you know, that's not a lot of money.
Yeah, no, I didn't expect, you know, a whole bunch of ITLers to jump in.
Also, we're not like the main event. All these people out there that are like, oh, we're going to Vegas and $1,700 league. That's no big deal. All right, Zach Wheeler just went. So I am 5 picks away. Corey Seager. Corey Seager was just BP. Last couple of days, so he's ramping back up.
Where is Ellie gonna go? He's gonna go high here, right? Because it's draft champions.
He might go to me.
I might go pretty high.
I mean, the uniqueness, and this is what makes the draft champions so crazy, and it does skew a little bit for people. You guys know I'm very like sensitive to, you know, people that listen to podcasts, and when people only talk about like NFBC based stuff. There are things that don't necessarily 100% serve.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Lowe's has the Labor Day deals you need to give your home a new look. Buy one, get one free. Select interior paint via Visa gift card rebate. Then, add the final touch with 2 for $8 on select 2.5 or 3-quart mums. Refresh your home and save big while doing it. Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 9/3. Mums offer in-store only. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. More terms and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/rebates for details.
For like people that are just playing like, you know, Yahoo and stuff. But you're not only playing for this, if you're playing for the overall, which is all of the draft champions leagues and stuff like that, you're playing for a huge pot. It's $40,000 for first place. And there's a whole bunch of other
here. There we go.
Ooh, Edwin Diaz. Closer. Wow. First closer just went. That makes me think. I was thinking about
him. Times, they are a changer.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's In This League.
Buckle up, buckaroo.
All night.
Oh, but I mean, I now could get one of Ozzie, Lindor, or Devers. I really value the big power. The thing I liked about the Alonzo Carroll thing is the massive stolen bases and the massive power. But I don't know.
It's a lot of risk.
I don't think it's a lot of risk. There's some risk with Alonzo's
Carroll
risky.
And Ellie?
No, I said Alonzo.
Okay.
But then I don't know if I could pass on Devers with a batting average.
I know. And third base.
All right. Well, I'm one pick away. Ozzy Albies went 23. But yeah, so the whole thing I was saying is like when you're playing for an overall, you're more willing to take these bigger shots because, wow, Luis Castillo just went. So I got Lindor staring at me. I got Devers staring at me.
No wrong pick.
Oh, crap. I really thought I was going to take Alonzo, if I'm being honest with you.
Under pressure. Maybe on the way back. Who knows? The way this is going,
he's
this
not
is weird.
Gonna fall. I think I got to take Devers.
Yeah, that's what I would do.
Yeah, I got to take Devers here. He just, the batting average is good. RBI runs Vlad. Home. It's a four-category player. Yeah, Vlad went right after. Third base is kind of meh a little bit. Won't make me feel pressure to take Royce Lewis in the middle rounds where I want to take pitching.
Sure.
All right. So Chris Young, I will say this. Chris Young is an ITL Army member. He's here. He had the number two pick. So he's going to have two picks in between me. Our picks are definitely going to be susceptible to him.
For sure.
Like this is going to be his range where we might get our guys go. Wow. You see Gunner is going to play short full time.
Yeah. To ask,
so like, what do you think?
By the way, you're up in AL also, just while we're doing this.
Oh, okay. What do you think about the idea of like playing for this bigger scope than just your own league? Do you think it like, I know you, I, me knowing you, it probably doesn't like affect you that much, but like the idea of Ellie makes more sense because he's this do or die pick that could like win you the whole overall.
I think if that's your strategy, do it for every pick. Take every single upside guy, you know, that you can. If that's the way you're going, do it. You know, no half stepping is what I would say, you know.
Yeah. No, just got out of. No Lucy foots around. Have you know what I'm trying to say?
Simeon. Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's what I almost said. And that's why I said no half stepping.
We have to beep that. I don't know. What do you think? What's thought on that?
Nope.
All right. So Marcus Simeon, 28. Lindor's falling. Ellie hasn't get. I will absolutely take Ellie if he comes back, which would be hilarious because he's also third base eligible.
He's going to go right here.
Yeah, he probably will go to Chris. I would kill for Alonzo. Michael Harris would be another interesting one. There's Ellie. Chris Young going for it. So who did Chris started with? Bobby Witt and Ellie. And then Lindor is on the wheel at 30. So Pete Alonso has fallen. So I'm not getting Petey. But Michael Harris, Robert. Everyone still says Robert, by the way.
Luis Robert.
Like, we're good.
It's Robert. Yeah. Lou Bob. Come on, people.
Yeah, the guy on the wheel.
Now,
like
people now.
He like slam picked. I guess that wasn't the wheel, or was that? No, because he went Lindor. He did Lindor, then he waited, and then he just took Robert.
Oh,
okay. Now Chris is up. This is probably where he takes Alonzo, just to spite me.
or because it's a pretty good pick.
He right did. Now. That's what he did. Yeah, it's a good pick.
Just to spite you.
I think that that's actually, it's Michael kind Harris. Of a.
Oh, damn it. Sorry, Maddie.
See, now I got to pivot because everybody on the planet. I mean, these two guys don't know, but like Kirby is definitely what I'm staring at here.
Pivot.
I might actually go closer if Kirby goes. I think I might take Hater.
Ooh, get yourself some Hater Aid.
By the way, did you see? There goes.
Whoa! What happened?
In glass now, like snap.
Whoa. What? Say that all again, because your mic like cut out.
Oh, sorry. Like it went double picks. It like instantly Gossman 34 and then Tyler Glass now went 35. So I'm going to
like instant. Oh, yeah. And you're up.
I'm going to try to quick and die by Kirby. I'm just living die by Kirby. Did you see also the in this? You maybe have listened to these guys. The History of Westeros podcast is in this draft.
No, that's pretty awesome.
You know, I don't know if you know that it's a podcast. 25,000 followers on Twitter.
That's awesome. But,
yeah, they are in our draft. So
they just took Jon Snow. That's weird.
You know nothing, History of Westeros. That's right. Jose Altuve, 37.
20th round, take Podrick Payne.
There goes Pablo Lopez. All right, so you're coming back up here. So I have...
Pablo just went...
I've officially played the safe draft with Devers, Carroll, and Kirby. This is... we're playing it safe.
All right.
What are you going to do?
Well, I wanted Pablo pretty bad. So.
What about you?
What about you?
So
Gallen is at the top of my list.
He's also the number two off the board here. So are you? You're locked into starting pitching, is what you're?
At least one. Maybe not this pick. I mean, Gallen, is Scoobal still on the board? Scoobal still on the board.
It was Freddie Peralta.
Yeah, see, it's starting to go.
Yeah, third round is a pretty big, like, pitchy round.
But I also need an outfielder, so I'd love it if...
Randy and Adolis are there.
Yeah, I know. So I want one of those guys. I want one of those guys, then a starter coming back. That's
so if you have Gallen, Arozarena, and Garcia on your board right now, Abrams just went, you are officially getting one of those players.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the best way I keep my mental side of this in, by the way, is where I'm like, oh, I know I'm getting one of these core players. It makes me feel better. There goes Bo Bichette. So now you're going to have options.
Yeah, it's going to be Randy. If Randy or Adolis.
Randy and Gallen will not make it back to you. Probably all three of them, but.
Probably, yeah.
There went Gallen right in front of you, so.
That's all right. I'll take Arozarena.
That's pretty sweet. So what's your start right now?
My start right now is Jose Ramirez, Matt Olson, Randy Arozarena.
Jose Ramirez, Matt Olson. I mean, you got really solid speed. We talked about like what are the ratios you need to get. You probably have at least 50 stolen bases. Your home run totals are probably divvied out pretty well, probably in the 30s per player of the three. So this is a pretty good start. So, but you have to go pitching next, right?
Yeah, it's my list here is Scooble, Webb, Yamamoto.
Oh, there went Hater.
So I'm on deck here. So Scooble or Webb is what it's going to be.
You scared of Yamamoto?
No.
Sound a little.
I mean, I know. I instantly said no. That sounded weird.
Yeah, it sounded a little. I went Class A. All right, Scooble's a good pick. He was on my queue. I am probably snap picking Camilo Duvall if he gets back to me, which he probably doesn't.
Maybe. He is, what is that, fourth on the list?
He's fifth on the list, and I am seven away, and we had a closer go two picks ago in Class A. So I think Yamamoto is going to fall, though.
Yeah, he might.
Kind of poopy.
It was real bad. But also, it's his first start. He went from Japan to the U.S. to Korea. You know what I mean? Like, the dude's done a lot of traveling recently, so I'm not going to. I'm not going to say he's terrible. Now, he's not having a good spring either. I'll say that.
No, he wasn't.
His ERA is like eight. So.
Dream scenario. Duvall and O'Neill.
Oh, okay.
Dream scenario.
So much for that. This is the Welsh play it safe team.
Oh, no. You play it safe so I can take a shot. Night. That's a shot that you take. I take O'Neill Cruz all the time. And he's been moving up. I think main events, he's moved up into the 40s. So unfortunately, we're in... And I don't know, Chris Young might be a bastard about it. I mean, he does already have the position fill, so he'd be filling not from there goes Duvall. So my life is
right. Oh my God.
Jazz and Duvall. All right. So we're going to pivot. See, the Duvall. Thing is, this is what's going to kill me. I want to slide Cruz to the next round.
I want to be formal,
but I want
to here to party.
So I might pivot to Logan Webb if he makes it. What do we do? I like the idea of having two starters and then three big hitters, but the man, there goes Greg. Grayson just went 52. Grayson went over Yamamoto.
He did.
Nola and Webb.
Amber, Freed.
Wow. These are fun.
Get your guys.
Can you text Chris and see if he's going to be a...
No.
All right. Is he going to be a tech?
No. I'm not going to bother him about the draft. Paid $150 for it. You're not going to take my guy, are you?
My God. O'Neal just went right in front of me.
One
that guy knows.
Pick ahead of you.
That guy is someone we know. That's so rude.
Burr, 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 burr.
Well, I'm not winning the overall now. Dude, am I going to pass Yamamoto up for Webb? I think I am.
I have Webb higher anyway.
Yeah, I'm going to take Webb. You piece it. Oh, man. We're not editing this, so I'm not going to. This is for money, too. Like, I am genuinely. You guys hear me in mocks and stuff. I am genuinely pissed off right now that I didn't get O'Neal Cruz. Like, I.
Well, at least really I was back here making noises.
Yeah, I know. Appreciate it. Hope the worst happens to you.
Yeah, I know. 15. Every day. Oh, man. All right. Well, it's a little different for us, too. Two catchers.
Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, Baconate with a breakfast baconator. Roll with the sausage breakfast burrito. Buddy it up with a honey buddy. Or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes. And then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Lowe's knows tough jobs call for tougher tools. The new DeWalt Elite Series power tool accessories are built to last for the pro who doesn't stop. With precision fitment, durability, and impact resistance, finishing jobs faster has never been easier. Shop the new DeWalt Elite Series at an everyday low price exclusively at Lowe's. We help, you save.
Yeah, I know.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Yeah, man, I'll tell you what, that dang old...
In this league.
Talk about www.com, you made it go click, 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 click. It's real easy, man.
I don't know what you're saying, but that's what's going on, yeah.
Well, there's a lot of things we got to consider. The closing run that happens in these things, the two catchers and not letting it get away from you. There goes Framber. It's really rough, too. I just got to say the closer situation has I have some anxiety about it because it's like I'm staring at Duran. You can't take him. He's off the board. Then you're just kind of playing with fire. Like, how late are all the rest of these guys going to go? There goes Trout. That was one of the things I was thinking about doing. I don't know. Maybe Iglesias here.
I don't know if there'll be enough time.
I hate all these players. That's like the
that's the gist.
The main problem here is that I hate these players. Maybe I just continue the safety and I go Goldie.
Goldie's a good pick here.
Yeah, I think we're looking at Goldie and Iglesias right now. Guys are so stupid. These dumbass players. Dumbass players. Adley just went 60th after Mike Trout. Oh, yeah, and Chris took Mike Trout. There goes Iglesias, so.
Damn. There they go.
Out the window. It's all the players I hate that are around here, too, like Max Fried and Logan Gilbert and Aaron Nola, who just went. Like, I don't like any of these players here, so.
Sound very hateful. You know what I really don't like is that third base is finally dropping in a draft that we're doing.
Who's available?
Just all the rest.
Not really. I mean, it's just Bregman and Arenado. They usually don't go inside the top 60. I mean, unless you, I don't know.
I just probably feel like because I have Jose Ramirez that they're falling.
Yeah, because you're not thinking about it. You're just like, oh, so everybody's okay at third now?
Yeah, right? Yeah. what about that one guy?
That guy?
Okay. What are you doing?
We got Andre Munoz,
there you
Alexis
are.
Diaz, and Will Smith all just went in front. Ah, see, the closing thing's going to happen, though. And I got a big old turn. It's a big turn.
It's a huge bench.
Ooh. I am... Oh, this is a little against my best judgment here. I'm going to go Goldie.
All right.
Because I know it's going to happen to me coming up. So you're you got picks. I go, oh, my God.
Wow. Phillips, dude, that was the guy that I was talking about. That guy.
That's unreal. This is going to be a rough turn for me.
Man. Yuck. I don't like any of this here. Maybe that little guy.
Well, what are you gonna do? I mean, you have two picks in front of me. You don't have the little guy.
Yeah, I'm not. I'm just looking.
Unless you think things are gonna fall.
I don't. Man, I really don't like any of these players.
It's gonna be this is very tough. That happens. Like there are things that happen against your better judgment of what you want to do in some of these drafts, and that's already. Circling a lot of people. Oh, Seiya Suzuki just went 68th overall.
Wow.
Bellinger still out there. I just realized I have Goldie high, but like
Bellinger's top on my list and Yelich is too.
Belly might have made a little bit more sense than Goldie for my team, if I'm being honest. The stolen bases, the high batting average.
Yeah, but he's such a swing. I feel like you know what you're getting from Goldie. Bellinger has been such a weird year-to-year production guy. So I'll take Bellinger. Can we do trades?
Yeah, and Matt McClain. Oh, the injury of Matt McClain too.
Yeah, I mean, when could you possibly take him?
Sometimes there is a ignorance is bliss of drafting like 2 months ago, even though you could have been like Spore and taken Garrett Cole and Devin Williams. Like sometimes you can just take guys and not worry about it and get deals elsewhere. Gleyber Torres went 69. Nice. Logan Gilbert and then Max Fried. So you're one pick away. So what is it?
I'm going to take Cole Reagans.
Yeah, that was, I didn't think he was going to come back to me.
Yeah.
So. This is the no fun team.
I'm sitting here looking. I'm like, there's like five outfielders that I like. And then, dude, I thought he went one pick ahead of me, but it was Bellinger coming off my list. There we go. Cole Reagans.
Yeah, I'm disappointed about that. There goes Christian Walker immediately after you. I like that guy.
I got Yelich, Reynolds, Steer, Lane Thomas, just boring outfield picks.
Yeah, there's nothing exciting about my team. Where Blake Snell's going to go? We're in the 70s.
Yeah, he should go pretty quick here.
His ADP is 67, but you know that has a lot to do with probably early draft. I don't know. Like I think he just assumes back his ADP, but he's fallen a little bit. Oh, Nico Hoerner just went 75. And JT Realmuto, that is the second catcher off the board. So you're one pick away.
No, Will Smith went too.
Okay, third. Whatever.
Yelich is who I want. Yelich or Reynolds.
Ooh, I just queued up Reynolds. Schwarber. There's Schwarbs.
Yelich for me.
Rennie, and I wanted Yelich too. So
sorry, buddy. I left you Reynolds.
I don't want him.
Okay.
Despite what I said.
How long have you had it?
I've had it since high school.
Can I borrow it?
No. I might go back-to-back closers if I can.
Which ones?
Seawald.
Hurt closers.
I'll take Seawald and Fairbanks if I could get them. But yeah. There's also still like a handful.
Your boyfriend, of these, Justin, like, Steele. Really
good. Yeah, Justin Steele's out there. Exactly. There goes Blake Snell, 79 overall. I actually think that's a, I don't know if it's a steal or anything like that, but it's a really good pick. God, look at the top of this list. Duran, Bednar, McLean, Romano. Forgot about stupid ass Romano. What is his thing? Anti-inflammatory injection. That's not good. Yeah. That was horrible. What does that even mean?
What's a bylaw?
We're in the sixth round, by the way. 44 more rounds of this. Of this guy taking the clock all the way down. Are you kidding me? I told you.
Now I'm impressed. You held out to what round is this?
Sixth round. There goes Joe Ryan.
I thought we were going to hear that crap in the third.
Hassan Kim. It is nicer when you draft earlier and like things work out for you. And now we're here and nothing works out.
Yeah, but you know who's dead.
Who?
Just the players that are dead. You know who is dead.
Oh.
It's not a mind.
Oh, yeah, it wasn't like a figurative point.
No. Yeah. You know who is dead and who is still playing.
Whom is dead?
Whom is alive?
Whom are you?
Whomever gave that suggestion, why don't you stick an ice pick in your skull?
Huma matata. What a wonderful phrase. It's I don't remember the song.
I haven't read it.
Huma matata.
And that's two in a row taking.
All right. This guy's just every time. William Contreras after Hassan Kim. Who is the top of the. There's nothing crazy that's falling.
Why baby is that?
Hey, baby.
Yeah. You got any more of that joke? No.
I got kids to feed. Fill in the pieces. Figure it out. Figure it out. Tristan Costas. Oof.
Zach Eflin. Hey, your mic went out again or something. That's so weird.
Weird. The mic seems to go out when the little things are happening.
Oh, that makes sense.
Mute it. All right. That closing situation can be a problem real quick. Yeah, I'm going to take Seawald. I don't like doing it. And if Fairbanks is there, I think I'm going to take him.
Yeah.
There goes Helsley immediately after. I don't think he will, though. Everyone's going to be all cute.
You mean you don't think he'll make it to you?
I don't think Fairbanks will come back, but I think everyone's going to be like,
you might have started the run. So that's two in a row. We'll see.
Like, ooh, I can get the late closers. Don't worry. I can get saves later. Nobody's closing anymore.
Well, the bad thing is you know, if you are going to take speculative ads on relief pitchers, you have to hold them the whole year.
Yeah.
So,
well, and there's lots of guys to speculate on later, but like get a couple.
And the guys that don't make it, they're just on your roster.
Yeah. Up a spot. Do you have it? You don't have a closer.
No, I don't.
Are you going to consider or no? Are you
probably not? Not out of the bunch of Fairbanks left for when I pick.
Okay. So we've now moved on from trying to get the second closer because that's going to be a waste of resources. Oh, man. Well, Cease was one of the guys. So you know what? I think if I couldn't make more closer. Of a boring ass pitching staff, I'd like to get my best friend Justin Steele. Then I'll text him, be like, hey, I got some money on the line.
Yeah.
Pitch well.
Can you give me Otani's number?
Yeah. I'll do the meme. I'll poke, be like, do something. All right, there goes Jesus Lizardo. Brian Reynolds there too. I do need to think about stolen bases. Goldie Endeavors. I mean, Carroll's going to get me 50, but.
Yeah, I'm okay.
There goes Justin Steele.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I can hear it in your voice. It's
all what?
It's grating me. No, I can hear the sarcasm in your voice.
Yeah. Well, it's always like, there. So when could you not hear it?
Yeah, that's a good point.
Bednar isn't that hurt,
this
right?
This is a bad idea. Yeah, he's dead. He's a pirate. Oh, there goes Brian Reynolds, too. I mean, no players I want. They're all stupid. Lat tightness.
He pitched today.
Yeah, I guess so. Maybe I'll take him.
Oh, whatever. I mean, just so you quit complaining. Here's a guy.
I want Brian Reynolds. Still take him. I want Matt McClain, but how hurt is he?
Yeah, I wouldn't do that.
No, I'm not doing it.
I love Matt McClain too, but geez. You know, this guy, we're not even in the season yet. Ooh, there goes Langford at 87.
Ooh, I was
had to get him before Welsh. So, you weren't really talking about him, though.
No, I was thinking about him.
Not with the boring team that you love.
No, it's a boring team. Come on, Nickel, why don't you do something real quick for me? Come on, guy. Wyatt Langford, 94 overall. Joe Musgrove, perfect. Jackson Chura.
For 94 overall, suck yeah. It. I was looking at like 7-4.
Yeah, Jackson Chura, 96 overall for me.
Man, Chura is a good pick.
Yeah. I wanted one of Chura or Langford on this team, but I got Chura. All right, so you got a couple picks now. So I got a closer and a Chura.
Sounds like you got a closer Chura's. Yeah. Their new Honey Nut Chura. They're off-brand. Closer Chura's. They're the homeless. They're the homeless cereal that's on the bottom shelf with no box. It just comes in a bag.
Yeah. Well, it'll just be called Cinnamon Square.
Yeah. Cinnamon squares.
Cinnamon blocks.
Yeah. Lucky marshmallows.
Yeah. Whatever. Do those don't exist anymore? Do they? I got to be honest with you. I don't get cereal.
Especially the cereal that's sitting right next to the dog food.
Yeah, but like, do they still sell the big bags of like?
I'm sure they do.
Circle O's.
Yeah, Circle O's.
Well, Chris Sale just went 99.
Circle faces. Here they are.
Josh Lau. All right, who do you want?
Spencer Steer.
Oh, yeah, you're all about him.
I like the Reds lineup. I mean, I like it less and less. More and more guys get hurt or suspended or whatever.
Yeah,
but.
They're also done with their faces. I see them.
I like Bednar too. Maybe I'll take Bednar because I don't have him.
Alex Bregman, 101. That's actually.
I'm going to take Steer.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering, real time odds, predictive betting.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So, time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
I know how you're feeling right now.
Stop it. Don't do that.
I'm here for you.
Oh. In this league.
You are too easy.
Bednar just went right in front of
Ooh.
You.
Okay. Glad I wasn't sticking to that plan like you.
Hitching your horse to that wagon.
How about Tanner Scott? Tanner Scott fall back to me?
Yeah. You got a possibility for that.
Yeah, I high strikeouts too.
I buy that. We can do that. Jackson Chura and Corbin Carroll. I'm sure that's gonna not go well.
Yeah, what was that about your team being super not risky?
Well, it's only one. I have one risky guy in here. That's but true. I mean, we say there goes Yonier. We just had Stott and Yonier Diaz. We say that, and that's always the misnomer. It's like, oh yeah, I have no risk, blah blah blah, and then it's like your best player gets hurt.
That happens. Yeah.
I'm aware for anybody that's out there. It's like, well, in fact, okay, I got it.
Tanner Scott.
There you go. Oh, look at you. Great things are happening for you. Good job. I'm really happy for you.
Maybe I just don't complain as much.
Yeah. Nope. I'm sure that's what it is. So the universe is paying you off. It's like, hey, you know what that guy doesn't do? Complain. Give him Tanner Scott.
Well, I'm not saying that it pays me off more. I'm just saying I complain less.
Survey says Tanner Scott.
Yeah.
All right. Don't ask for anything else there, guy.
Yeah.
You have something?
I do. I have a lot.
What'd you have?
A lot to say.
But there goes Clay Holmes and Ketel Marte. Oh, you're one of them guys? I got a lot to say, but I'll keep it in. The world will know someday.
You're going to know right now in the private chat, and you're not going to read it out loud.
Oh, I'm probably going to mouth it, though.
Don't do that.
I mouth like a little bit. I guess you can tell. It's like a little baby bit. I'm waiting for it. Oh. You're...